My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 497 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, so I hope you guys are having a good day. My day was pretty crazy. And I'm quite tired with the long day that I had, but everything ended up, everything was fixed in the end, right? So today I just had an interview. Actually, I was interviewed by a fellow marketer that I highly respect. Because he's a very, very smart guy. It was very pleasant, actually. And there were a few things that we were discussing. So one of them was, he was asking me, why I live in Bali, why I decided to, change, life and all that kind of stuff. And, some advice that I could give to anybody who wants to come to Bali. And I basically gave them some advice on what to do when you're coming to Bali or if you're going anywhere else, okay? So it's not necessarily just for Bali, okay? So there is one thing that I think is the key to the success, I will say, even when you're going abroad, like in your life. And I will say that it's the mindset, right? If you go with the right mindset, then things will become a lot easier and a lot more pleasant because you can be in paradise and still moan, all right? I know a lot of French people, for example, who are in paradise and they will freaking moan about everything, okay? It's insane. So it's not the destination because people think, yeah, once I go there, I'll be happy, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not the destination. The destination doesn't actually change anything. If you take that negative mindset with you over there, then it's going to suck. All right. It's going to suck for you. It's going to suck for whoever is in your vicinity. And, the easiest thing is to really change the mindset and it will work. Okay. So what do I mean by this? So I see a lot of people, French people and other people, basically going to a foreign country and comparing everything to their country. Oh, we don't do this in France. Ah, we eat this in France. Oh, there's not this, there's this in France. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's better in France. And we do it differently in France and stuff. And that's all they do, all right? So, it doesn't matter if I send you to French Polynesia, like Tahiti or something, there will be something you will moan about. And you forget about the paradise you're in, okay? I've seen people here, they're miserable, right? They're always moaning about something, okay? And so where does that come from, right? So how does this thing work? And so if you ask me, it's just one thing that you need to change, okay? And you need to understand. So the same way that there are many different people on this planet and stuff, and the same way that there are many different, type of companies, type of blah, blah, blah. There are many ways of doing things,
right? And people, for whatever reason, they just assume that the way things are done in their country is the right way, first of all, and it's the only way on the planet, right? So whatever you do in France, just people assume that, oh, this is how everybody needs to behave on the planet. Everybody needs to do like French people. And it's really not the case, because what you do in your country, you know, wasn't done overnight. It's historical, right? It's the result of hundreds, if not thousands of years of customs and policies and stuff that have been put in place. Okay, so you go to Germany, it's completely different. You know, they might be some similarities, but it's a different country. They have their different customs, right? And in Europeans, they just tend to believe that whatever system they use, then everybody needs to use it, and if you don't, then you're just a freaking idiot. Okay, so I'm saying now there are a few things where I was saying, well, you know what, you know, this doesn't make any sense. You know, these people are idiots and stuff. Until, you know, I started realizing that, you know what? Let me try to understand what's behind, okay? Now, here's the secret. You don't necessarily have to go and kind of like agree with everything. Like, oh yeah, oh, it's so cool, I love it, and blah, blah, blah. What I am asking you is to try to understand where they're coming from, okay? Because there is a reason. You know, people just assume, oh, people here in Indonesia are idiots. You know, I hear that sometimes. And I'm like, look, I mean, there is no way that these things that have been done here are done by accident, by 267 million people. Nothing is done by accident. There's a reason why it's done. So try to figure out the reason, all right? And then maybe you will realize that, oh, you know what? It actually makes sense. Even though it's not something, it's counterintuitive for you because this is not the system or the thing that you will do or people, you know, there are some trends, right? So trends that people will follow back in France, Germany, England, whatever you're from. Well, it doesn't mean that it's wrong because you don't know where it's coming from, okay? Once you start looking into this, then you will realize that, it kind of makes sense. I do understand where it comes from, all right? So I can give you a few examples that I gave them was here in Indonesia, for example, in Bali, there is something called Banjar. So the Banjar is, let's say it's like a village, right? And in the Banjar, you have the chief of the Banjar, which will be the equivalent of, I don't know, the mayor or something, right? And basically there is a police for each Banjar. It's called Pechalang, right? So it's the religious police or something. So basically these people will show up at your door every month and ask you for money, which is mandatory, okay? So they show up there, you have to pay. Okay, so when I first got here, I was like, man, this is racketeering, man. This is what is it like the mob, you know? Because it's like three dudes, they're in front of your house saying, yeah, you need to pay, everybody pays, and, you know, if you don't pay, blah blah blah. And I was like, dude, what is this, right? And you know, we don't have that kind of stuff in Europe. Well, I don't agree with this. And for a long time, I was like, oh, this is racketeering, I don't like this, and blah blah blah. This is what every foreigner is saying about the whole thing, all right? But here's the thing, when you think about it, right? When you think about it, where you live in Europe, you have something called council taxes, all right? And the council taxes, well, you pay them, all right? So it's not someone who's coming to your house and asking you for the money in cash. It's you, either it's taken directly from your salary or something like this, or it's you making a wire transfer. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing, because the money that's used for the Banjar, for example, is to build roads, to build, to whatever needs to be done in that council, you know, just the same way that you, when you're paying council taxes, it will finance the everything in the neighborhood and stuff. It's the same thing, all right? So initially I was just moaning about the whole thing, saying, oh, this is racketeering and etc., without actually looking into it and understanding that, oh, okay, this is how it works, okay? And this money is then, typically then, you know, it's like everything. It's like in Europe, if you have a corrupt official, they'll use the money for themselves and blah, blah, blah. And this is what people are saying. Oh, they all steal the money and stuff. I don't think they all steal the money. I don't think that all mayors steal the money in France, for example. But, you know, it can happen. OK, but, you know, once you start looking at things this way, then you realize that, oh, you know what? It actually makes sense because each and every banjar is responsible for the people in the community. So, the whole community is basically working together and financing the welfare of the community. So when I look at it this way, then, you know, when they show up and they ask me for the funds, I just give them. All right. And I'm not bitter like I was before saying, yeah, I don't want to participate in this. It's racketeering and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it will change your experience, right? Just because I had the concept of, oh, we don't do this in Europe. People don't show up at your house. But dude, it's the same result. They still take your money for the council thingy. Okay. So, you know, that's one example that I can give you. And there's one other example that I can give you, which is, it's the, and this is something that people will kind of like realize, like racism, I say, like different treatment based on the color of your skin or where you come from. Because a lot of people in Europe, they're not used to it because, you know, it doesn't affect them. But when you come here, this is when people realize that, oh, you know what, I'm being treated differently. So here, people moan, but they're not treated as second-class citizens, right? They're treated as the opposite, like first-class citizens who has more money and they don't like it and stuff. So, you know, try being considered third-class citizen, you'll see how much it sucks, right? But anyway. One thing is that here in Bali, very often, I mean, the prices are not written anywhere, right? So you show up, and basically, based on what you look like, then the price is going to be, you know, either bigger or smaller. Okay, which, you know, generally speaking, when they see you and when they see me, they know that, you know, I wasn't born here, and so I'll get a higher price. Okay, so obviously, as you can imagine, I just thought it was unfair. It's completely unfair. I don't like that stuff. Right? Why would I pay 10 times the price of someone else when I'm buying the same thing? I don't like that stuff because, you know, in our system, in Europe, you go somewhere, prices are written, and then everybody pays the same thing, okay? This is how it works in Europe, and this is the system that we know. Now, what is it? Is it equality or equity? I think, let me see. Equality versus equity. All right, so because I will show you the kind of like the difference. All right, so in Europe, all right, as I said, you go buy something, let's say it's $100, you will pay $100 regardless who you are, all right, if they let you buy it, because sometimes they're like, nah, we don't want you as a client, but anyway. So this is equality, okay? Everybody gets to pay the same price. And this is what we were fighting for. You know, you can see, for example, right now in the US, there's the struggle for equality and stuff. But there's something called equity, okay? Which is different. It's a different concept. And when I started looking a little bit into the origin of this and the Hindu philosophy, here's what I found out, okay? There is this notion of like sacrifice, right? So don't quote me on the exact thing. I'm not Hindu and I don't know what the thing is, but this is my understanding, right? So there's this notion of sacrifice in the Hindu religion. And so let's say, for example, there's a wedding. And for the wedding, you need to pay a certain amount of money, all right? So let's say, for example, you earn 100, and then for the wedding, people say, oh, yeah, you need to pay 30, okay? So that's 30% of what you had, all right? So now, if someone who earns 1,000 gets married, they need to do the same type of sacrifice as you did. You just paid 30%, they will pay 30% as well. And because they make more, then that number is going to be more, all right? So instead of paying 30, they will pay 300, right? And this is not just for us foreigners, because as we are the victims of this, right? And we don't necessarily know the culture and stuff. We just think that, ah, man, this is unfair. Just because I'm a foreigner, I end up paying more and stuff, which, you know, it's the case in a lot of places. But it turns out that this is the same thing applies to locals. All right. So if there is a funeral, for example, you need to finance the funeral and everything. That same law that I just told you applies even between Balinese people. All right. And this is equity, which, you know, at the end of the day, you know, equity is it's in a sense it's more powerful than equality, if you ask me. Right. Because it does take into account kind of like your circumstances. I think that the equality system based on like the European values is, look, we're all on the, well, basically everything is up to you. It's like, well, here it is. We level the playing field. And then look, it's up to you. You make your own stuff. If you're able to get it, then yeah, good. If you're not, then, you know, it's your fault. Okay. Whereas the equity system will take into account your circumstances and will make sure that you get a kind of like as much as someone who's earning more than you and stuff, that you have the same amount of like sacrifice and like fulfillment and all that kind of stuff. Do you understand what I mean? So there is this picture here. I think I will try to link the photo. This photo, and you will see the difference. And you know, equity, to be honest, when you look at the picture, equity, I mean, sounds actually a lot better and a more like a fairer system. I don't know if you say fair or more fair, but I think it's fairer system than equality, right? And we in our societies in Europe, then we have the equality system, you know, which supposedly equality, you can see that, you know, people are struggling right now, but it's supposed to be equal, right? And then, so we just assume that this is the system and everybody needs to do the same thing as we do. And if they don't, they're just idiots, okay? Which is something that you hear so often here, you know, people just, you know, complaining about the fact that, oh man, I'm paying more than this and blah, 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 etc. But when you know, just watch this photo that I'm going to put there, this image, and you will see the difference. And now that I'm thinking about it, you know what, when I'm looking at the system, I'm like, that equity system, you know, is actually for the welfare of the whole population. I think it's better. All right. And you know, if you don't take the time, if you come with a mindset, like a broken mindset of I'm right, you guys are idiots and you should do everything I do, then you're going to have a hard time regardless where you are. All right. It doesn't matter if it's in paradise, if you're in Siberia breaking stones in minus 50 degrees, or if you're on Bora Bora sipping cocktails, it doesn't matter. You will still moan if you don't have the right mindset. Okay. So that's, you know, it is key for you as a person when you're living abroad. It will change your experience, because otherwise, trust me, you are just going to moan all the time, all the freaking time, right? So this is basically the advice that I gave to people, saying, look, if you go abroad, this is what you need to do. And honestly, you know, sometimes I get caught up in this thing of moaning as well, but now more than ever, every time I see something, I'm trying to understand. I'm like, okay, well, this is not how I will do stuff. Why is it that they do it this way? Okay. And very often, I mean, not very often, there's always a reason. Okay. It's not like people are not idiots. It's not like 265 million people who do something with no reason. You know, just like, oh, we're just idiots. No, no, no. Well, there is a good reason for it, you know? So, yeah. Look, if you are ever, you know, if you decide to travel, if you go on a road trip and blah, 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 just embrace what I just told you here, and you will see the big, big, big difference. And you'll be able to grow as a person, you know? Again, I don't ask you to agree with everything, you know? So, for example, you might be tempted to look at the image and say, ah, you know what, I'm, you know, I like equality better than equity, you know? I don't ask you to agree or anything. I just want you to understand, like, oh, all right, okay, so this is why they do it. And now it does make sense, all right? I'm not just getting ripped off all the time. Obviously, you know, don't get me wrong, obviously some people are just ripping you off, kind of like, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, some people are ripping you off, like just big time, right? But other people, it's just engraved in their culture that this is the way to go because of equity. Okay, so they're not technically ripping you off. Now, you know what? Now that I'm recording this podcast, I'm actually realizing some things because, you know, sometimes I'm like, ah, man, this guy ripped you off and stuff. But it could be that honestly, that person really doesn't consider that they ripped you off because it's just equity. You know what I mean? So, you know, I just learned something right there. So it's a food for thoughts, and I will, you know, I'll meditate on that. And see how that goes. You know, obviously there are some crooks everywhere, but you know, I think for the most part, you know, people just have a different way of thinking. So these are just a few examples, right? But it applies to like everything. Okay. So anyway, that's pretty much it for today's episode, guys. And I will see you in the next episode. That was your host, Martin. Bye bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.